This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch Weekend Edition. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast live from Tampa, Florida, all across America, to some of America's great radio stations. And we appreciate everybody that's listening to us around the world, also on the Internet. Special thanks go out to our military men and women who are listening to us around the world right now via the satellite, and our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our Border Patrol and 911 dispatchers, too, for their service to America. To all those people working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, the janitorial workers, all those nighttime mechanics, and the construction workers, too, thank you for all you do to keep America rolling along. And don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. Take advantage of all the different things we have over there to offer you. And we are going to get right now to the phone lines. And here he is, Ron Edwards from the Edwards Notebook. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Time to say the pledge and get rolling. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words under God because our great country was started and formed under Judeo-Christian values. Well, I got to start with a couple things here because obviously things change a little bit. The president down on the border with California and Mexico, talking about some things, saying that the wall will continue to go up. It's not a wall, first of all. It's a good barrier, but it is going to work. It is going to do what it needs to. But he also said some important things, which we heard earlier this week from Kirstjen Nielsen, the DHS secretary. Our system is full. We can't take anybody else at all, period.
Well, we cannot, and we should not. Unfortunately, the Democrats and RINOs want us to be stuffed with to the gills with these people because, of course, we talk about this all the time.
Cheap labor.
Yeah. Cheap labor, collaborative strategy to harm the republic beyond repair and the whole nine yards.
That's it.
So the Trumpster has to continue to build that wall. It's a nice, I mean, I'm sorry, not a wall, but barrier.
Yep.
Looks good, doesn't it?
Nice, it does.
Nice and tall, 30 feet tall. Mm-hmm. I love it.
Mm-hmm. So. And we're definitely, that's definitely going to be a discouragement because you can't squeeze through that baby.
Oh, no, no. Unless you're really tiny. And it's very difficult to climb over a 30-foot tall barrier as well. So
that's right.
Have at it.
Yeah. Now, I also want to talk about something here that is transpiring, taking place in the United States Senate, and that is that finally Mitch McConnell instituted the nuclear option, which changes the process for confirming judicial nominees and executive branch nominees below the cabinet level. So now you only need to have 51 votes to confirm them. And what's interesting about all of that is the very first confirmation went to a justice down here in Florida, Judge Altman, who was the first judge to be confirmed under the new precedent. And he is the first judicial nominee of the U.S. District Court for the Southern District of Florida. It now means there's seven Democrats, seven Republicans, and he's got, it looks like, two more to go.
You know, it's good that, you know, things are loosened up now and he's going to get his appointees through. But it's a shame that he had to do that because, if it was for, not for that gift from, Dirty Harry Reid, it would take 11 years to fill all of his appointments. What a shame because the Democrats have been slow walking and, what dirty politics they play.
65% of the judicial appointees and below cabinet level appointees, executive branch appointees, have not been able to be heard and have their day in front of the Senate because of this. 65%. And the other thing is, when you take a look at all of this, we've got 75 judicial nominees awaiting confirmation for going on the better part of a year.
Yeah, because the Democrats are slow walking, and one of the things they like to say is that you know, with his appointees, is that I forget the exact statement, but it means that they don't like that he's pointing people that hey, may have a similar viewpoint as his. Well, what president in his right mind is going to appoint someone with an opposite point of view? I mean, that's the point, isn't it?
Well, that is the point, and to the victor belongs the spoils, and that's what happens when you win an election, like it or not. And by the way, the Democrats still don't understand after this length of time that they lost.
They don't. Yeah, that's true. And because their agenda has been temporarily slowed down or halted, hopefully permanently, people will wake up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's all about politics and what the Democrats want to do. And the Trumpster, they're afraid that if Donald Trump gets a lot of his appointees in there, that their agenda will be slowed down. Thank God.
Now, I don't have enough time to play a short 37-second clip in here because we're coming up on the first break. But I do have a clip in here where he talks about the economy and the fact that our country is moving in a better direction right now. We just did have some really good numbers, economic numbers, that turned everything around, 196,000 new jobs. And while some people were saying last month with a 33,000 number, well, we're going to go down the tubes. We're going to have a recession. It's going to be horrible. You seem to forget that we had a government shutdown that led to that. But you hold that thought, because when we come back, we're going to play that audio, and we're going to let you hear that. And again, I've got the numbers right here in front of me. The numbers don't lie. Sorry, numbers don't lie. We are doing better than what a lot of people thought we'd be doing at this point. And the president's popularity is at a higher level than what people thought it was going to be, too, including Barack Obama's. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Why shotgun? Why shotgun?
I got Obama fall!
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. And this portion of the program is brought to you by our good friends at David E. Garrett Jewelers. Now, for over 36 years, David E. Garrett Jewelers has been committed to fine craftsmanship and stellar service. They are a family-owned Christian business that offers an excellent selection of unique jewelry with amazing prices. Now, you guys and gals in the military, active or veterans or first responders, two EMTs, firefighters, police officers, 911 dispatchers, you get a discount there. And you know, these St. Christopher medals that you wear, and sometimes you wonder, geez, I can't find any. I wonder if somebody could make one of these for me and all that, you police officers. Well, I guarantee you, David E. Garrett Jewelers can do it. Also, for you firefighters that want to wear the Celtic Cross or some other emblem to bring good luck upon you, they'll do that too for you. So, check them out online, DavidEGarrettJewelers.com. Garrett is spelled G-A-R-R-E-T-T, DavidEGarrettJewelers.com. And shop for the thousands of available items that are there or give them a call at 937-325-3680 for a more personal shopping experience. That's David E. Garrett Jewelers, a jeweler you can trust and a proud sponsor of the Edwards Notebook and the Captain's America Third Watch, and we thank them very much. All right, Ron Edwards, the Edwards Notebook guy, is with us. Hello, sir.
Hello again.
Getting back to the nuclear option and how that's going to work, there are, as I said, 75 judicial nominees that are awaiting confirmation. 56 of the nominees are to district courts. 39 of those district court nominees are only awaiting a vote before the full Senate because they've been sitting there waiting since April of 2018 for their confirmation, which hasn't come because of all the dragging on that's been done by the Democrats, because the rule was 30 hours per nominee, and it's now been cut down to two.
Good, good deal. And so they don't have to wait for 11 years, which would mean never, before being appointed. So that's good. And thank you, Harry Reid.
Yeah, yeah. And by the way, he lost his court case yesterday on his athletic injury where that thing damn near blinded him. He lost his court case because it was his own stupidity that got him hurt to begin with.
Absolutely. So two good things happened there.
Yeah. Now, I want to play what the president had to say, 37 seconds of what the president had to say about the job numbers and the economy.
Economic numbers just came out. They're very, very good. Our country's doing unbelievably well economically. Most of you don't report that because it doesn't sound good from your perspective, but the country's doing really, really well. We have a lot of very exciting things going on. A lot of companies will be announcing shortly they're moving back into the United States. They're all coming back. They want to be where the action is. I'm heading to the border. We're building a lot of wall. We're going to show you a section. And a lot of things are happening. A lot of very positive things are happening.
Now, those job numbers were 196,000 jobs added in March, rebounding from the month previous to 33,000. We know what the reason was there. It was called a government shutdown. And the data shows that despite the growing global turmoil, that the economy remains stable in the United States. Now, jobs have been added to the market for 102 months in a row. 102 months in a row, which is the longest period on record. And trends also indicate that while the economy is strong, it's losing a little bit of steam from 2018, which saw a dramatic boost following President Trump's massive tax cuts. But a trade war with China has also contributed to some of the slowing pace as well.
Well, you've got to deal, you know, Trump has situations that he has to deal with, like China. And also, we have to look to the future just a little bit when it comes to competition between nations, because some of our competitors are discussing lowering their corporate interest rates, or tax rates, rather, and which would also put us right back at a disadvantage in that area, which, you know, as I said before, we should always have had a mechanism in place so that when other countries start doing that, ours would always be 1 point below theirs, but we don't always do everything right. But right now, things are going very well in this country, and I know some people are a little disturbed because of the situation with China. Well, look, the president has to do something, and sometimes when you have a struggle, there's going to be a little pain. But if we do nothing, we sit back and just let them steal all of our intellectual property, screw us economically the way they've been doing, cheating and all of that, in the long run, we would really be harmed economically. So sometimes you've got to stop, do a little battle, take a few lumps, but you'll be stronger after it, and he's doing the right thing.
Yeah, you're right. Now, the other thing is, not to be outdone, Al Sharpton, the gift that keeps on giving, had the 2019 National Action Network Conference going the past few days, and he's had every candidate possible there running for president, the Democratic side. But he also invited the little darling of the Democratic Party, AOC, and she was there, New York City. Of course, that's her hometown, so to speak, even though she doesn't live in the district. But he invited her to come and speak. And here's just a little bit about what she talked about.
Reverend, you bring up a funny anecdote, and I'm proud to be a bartender. Ain't nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with working retail, folding clothes for other people to buy. There is nothing wrong with preparing the food that your neighbors will eat. There is nothing wrong with driving the buses that take your family to work. There is nothing wrong with being a working person in the United States of America. And there is everything dignified about it. In fact, I'm encouraged when people remind the country of my past, not because of anything about my story, but because it communicates that if I could work in a restaurant and become a member of the United States Congress, so can you. So can you.
However, what she's not telling anybody is she was actually recruited just like a movie star to take part in a sitcom, which is how they chose the candidate to run against the incumbent and get him out of office.
Absolutely.
And he says he's coming back. We'll see.
He's coming back. And I think he would whip her this time.
Well, she's not going to be in Congress much more than one more term, because here's what's going to happen. The crazier these people get, and you tell me I'm wrong, the crazier these people get, the more socialist stuff they pop out there, they throw out there, the madder they make the American people, including some people in their own party that are going, you can't do this. It's not going to happen. It's not going to work. You can't do this. They're going to lose this next election big, and if they continue to do it after that, they're going to lose it even bigger.
See, what the problem with the Democrats is that it's not that they disagree with AOC. The thing is, Joe Biden and the old crew, they just wanted to sneak those things on us. It's, you know, their philosophical base is not much different from AOC's or anyone else of that ilk. It's just that they did not want to present all of that to the American people because, they know that the American people in the long run would reject all of that. I mean, Biden, you think he's not a socialist? You think that Mrs. Clinton is not a socialist? You think that most of the Democrats in office now, which every time votes come up, you see their voting record, that they're not in support of socialism? They don't fight against higher taxes and regulations.
Did you know who else was at the National Action Network conference?
I know all of the candidates were there. No.
All right.
Oh, wait a minute.
Wait a minute. No. Hold it. Listen, here's who was also there. Listen to this little short excerpt.
Thank you. You know, as they say in parts of old neighborhood in Scranton, you guys brung me to the dance. And you really did. And I just want you to know I had permission to hug Lonnie.
Now, that was a little joke on, the touchy-feely stuff, but that was Biden. He was there. He got invited. Senator Elizabeth Warren was there. She got invited. Kamala Harris was there. Bernie Sanders was there. And by the way, did you see that Bernie Sanders is going to be on Fox television sometime next week for a town hall?
Yeah, that concerns me. Fox is, I know they're changing, and it's showing here. I mean, they already have CNN and all the rest of them. Why Fox now? But that's the way it is.
Yeah. All right. Well, we will talk to you next week, and you have yourself a great weekend. And can't wait to hear the Ron Edwards Notebook coming up here in just a couple of minutes.
Absolutely. Take care. Godspeed.
All righty. Ron Edwards, everybody, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you can find out more about him by going to theronedwards.com. I'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, broadcasting all across America from Tampa, Florida, live.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
President Trump is again threatening to impose a 25% tariff on auto imports if Mexico doesn't help with immigration problems at the border. On a visit to California's border with Mexico, the president also suggests his administration will take a much more rigid approach to immigration.
This is our new statement. The system is full. Can't take you anymore. Whether it's asylum, whether it's anything you want, it's illegal immigration. Can't take you anymore. We can't take you. Our country is full. Area is full. Can't take you anymore. I'm sorry.
His visit comes a day after he abruptly backed down from his threats to seal the lengthy border between Mexico and the U.S. Former Vice President Joe Biden says he's not sorry for any of his intentions or past actions, but to the women he made uncomfortable, he says he is sorry he didn't understand more at the time. Biden acknowledges he is merely waiting for the right moment to jump into the 2020 presidential race. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
We never treated President Bush the way they treat President Obama. It's no use whining about it. We just have to get people out to vote.
Okay, it's time to seriously address the root causes of the massive illegal border crossing crisis in America. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards on today's page from the Edwards Notebook. It's nice to hear President Trump bellow loudly to his popular rally crowds that he's going to shut down the U.S. southern border or take other measures to combat the problem. But every time he proclaims to the planet how he's going to somehow deal with the border debacle, the number of illegals defiantly crashing our border dramatically increases. So what is a nation that is so lacking in common sense concerning our border security to do? Well, how about we the people in mass demanding that our government officials put our national interests, including sovereignty, above the undeserving wants of the slithering hordes coming into our republic illegally? They can start by getting rid of the law requiring anyone who reaches our border to be allowed in. Then proclaim to the world that if you don't enter legally, we may offer you a paid for one-way trip back to your country of origin, or you can scavenge about in Mexico. And that's just for starters. What say you? I'm Ron Edwards. Let you and I meet on AmericaMatters.us Fridays at 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific, and 12 a.m. Sundays on Talk America Radio Network.
Sponsored by David E. Garrett Jewelers.
All righty, that's Ron Edwards, and that's the Edwards Notebook. By the way, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Hub Life. That's hub.life, the website. They are a brand new social media website. And I'll tell you what, many of you know all about the blocking, the banning, the silencing of people at some of these other social media websites that are so big, they've got so much power, they think that they're God Almighty. Now, if you want to go somewhere where they don't block, they don't ban, they don't silence people who stand up for innocent life, who love God, who support freedom, who believe in American values, who also respect other people for the ideas that they have, then I want you to check out Hub, H-U-B, dot life, hub.life. It's the newest alternative in social media that gives its members the ability to once again express their belief in freedom and basic decency. Stop being silenced. Quit waiting to get out of Facebook jail or whatever kind of jail they toss at you, and join people from all around the world at hub.life. It's free to join and never a crime to express your beliefs. Hub.life. And you'll find the Captain's America Third Watch page over there. So go over there, like it, and follow the show over that way, too, because that's something else we're doing. We're on Facebook, but we're also over on Hub.life, too. Now, the Democrats, not to be outdone, all got together
into serious
and all decided to meet at New York, all the candidates, and they all decided to meet at New York and take part in Al Sharpton's National Action Network Day. Now, we had Elizabeth Warren, who was over there, talking about voter suppression. And I'm just going to continue the conversation here that she had. This is about, let's see, how long is this? This is about 45 seconds long.
They'll fight anyone who tries to stand up and push back. They'll do whatever it takes to stop a full and fair count, because they know that there's more that unites us than divides us. They know that a durable majority of Americans believe in the promise of America. And they know that if all the votes are counted, we will win every time. So what's our job? Our job is to fight back.
Okay. All their votes will be counted. Illegals, dead people, undocumented, not registered to vote. How many times do we have to go through this? Because that's what the Democrats mean when they say they want every vote to be counted. Well, you know, I would agree with that if they're legal to begin with. Illegals don't vote in this country. California, you made it a state law. You made a mistake because you've lost control. You can't tell anybody listening in this audience right now, nobody, you can't tell anybody in this audience right now that you can guarantee the fact that they will never have an illegal vote in a presidential election. Now, Diamond and Silk, who I love to death, they are great people, and They were on Fox and Friends, and Brian Kilmeade was having some fun with them. I just want you to listen to this back and forth here. This is hilarious. But it's all true about Beto, Mr. Beto.
The other guy running, getting a lot of attention, seems like everything he does is like roll up his sleeves and stand on a table, is Beto O'Rourke. He went all out at Donald Trump, which is not unusual, but the extent did catch many by surprise. Watch.
When the President of the United States has called Mexican immigrants rapists and criminals, he then went on to call asylum seekers animals and an infestation. Now, we would not be surprised if in the Third Reich, other human beings were described as an infestation, as a cockroach or a pest that you would want to kill.
Yeah, that was MS-13 he was referring to, and they are animals. But what's your response to Beto O'Rourke?
Well, when I listen to Beto O'Rourke, his rhetoric, it reminds me of a slave owner. Anytime you want to tear down existing walls and allow poor people to flow into our country and then work, have them living in the shadows, they working for slave wages, that makes you a slave owner. So he needs to look at himself.
And his own rhetoric.
Right. Is what he needs to do.
Ladies, before you go, I want to ask you about our lead story today, and that is on immigration. The president's going to go out to Calexico, California, to take a look at 2 miles of border wall that is newly installed in the last year. And he said yesterday that he's going to close the border unless Mexico stops the flow of migrants and drugs. And if they don't, although he says they've been cooperating over the last couple of days, he's going to start slapping tariffs on cars coming into the country and maybe close the border. What do you think of that?
I think that's a great idea.
That's right.
He can shut down immigration altogether. When we have a Democrat Congress that won't give our Border Patrol agents the resource they need to process these people,
right.
I mean, they are creating the crisis. There is a crisis at the border.
Yes,
so if the president shut it down, it wouldn't bother me. Now, I keep hearing those say, we're going to lose money daily, $1 billion. Well, look at how much money we're spending already on sanctuary cities, on housing illegal aliens.
That's right.
We're losing billions a day as it is now.
That's right.
So shut it down.
And we're putting millions on thousands on Greyhound buses and letting them go into the middle of the city.
That's right.
Now, we're not putting people on buses and shipping them to the middle of cities because we did that at one time, and now we've run out of space and run out of the people to process the paperwork. Now what we're doing is once we get them in, and they do whatever, we turn them around and send them back to the border, which is what we should have been doing to begin with, because there's no place to put them. Now, I will tell you this. We have such a mess in this country from an immigration standpoint. We need to change the asylum laws. That's the big attraction. Oh, my America, I come here for the asylum. And by the way, we know that not all the families are families. We know that men are grabbing kids and coming in with kids and saying, this is my son, my wife is dead, or I'm divorced, or whatever. Our daughter, that they're doing that on purpose because that puts them in a different line, so to speak, and they're able to stay here as a result. They've been taught that. They've been trained that. We need to change the asylum laws. No more of this nonsensical asylum. You have to come from a country that's having a turmoil of some sort of war, huge famine or disease or something. Okay, there's got to be some sort of specs, not just come here because, oh, I want to come to an America so I seek asylum. No, that's not going to work anymore. I'm sorry. We just can't do that. We're out of time. We're out of space. We're out of money. And we know they're trying to overwhelm us using the collared pivot strategy implemented by Saul Alinsky's Rules for Radicals. We know that. We know that's what they're doing. They're trying to overload the social system, exactly what they want to do. Then the government will have control of everything. And that's not what we signed on for in this country. It just isn't. Now, we're coming up on the final segment. And final segment, we're going to start out when we come back from this break. We're going to start out with the beach and boating forecast for the Nature Coast, the Sun Coast, and all of Tampa Bay. It's going to be a pretty nice day out there for a lot of outdoor stuff. And for the spring breakers that are still down here. And there are still a bunch of spring breakers here. I saw a whole bunch of out-of-state plates and a lot of young kids in convertibles. And they had the boogie boards and the surfboards and all that stuff headed to the beach yesterday. All right, I'll be right back. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain Matt Bruce, broadcasting live from Tampa, Florida, all across America. We'll be right back.
Gold is a better way. Imagine doing business with a company that seeks to add massive value before asking for your business. My name's Adam Baratta. I'm the co-owner of Advantage Gold and the author of the national best-selling book, Gold is a Better Way. The book may not be for you, but the tens of thousands who've read it have been blown away to learn why gold is set to soar to over $10,000. We're so confident this book will change the way you think about investing, we've purchased 1,000 copies from the publisher and are giving them to serious investors. If you have an IRA or 401k with over $100,000, we'd like to send you your copy. Just text the word BESTSELLER to 49776. That's bestseller to 49776. You can buy it on Amazon, go to Barnes & Noble, or text bestseller and get it for free. Text bestseller to 49776. That's bestseller to 49776. We promise to add massive value before ever asking for your business. Gold is a better way. Text bestseller to 49776.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Are you a stock or options trader looking for real trading strategies that you can use immediately? Hi, my name is Scott Bauer, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy, and I'm on a mission to become the number one options coach in America. I'm a former vice president at Goldman Sachs. I have over 25 years of options trading experience, and right now, I'm giving away my most famous options guide with over 20 unique options strategies that I use every day for free. You can't buy this guide anywhere. To claim your free options trading guide, simply call 855-844-9702 now and mention my name, Scott Bauer, and we will rush you the guide. Call 855-844-9702 and someone from my options team will help you get this guide in your inbox as quickly as possible. Call 855-844-9702 now and start learning to trade the right way. Simply call 855-844-9702. Prosper with options.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
This is Wayne Allyn Root from Newsmax TV and the 1 Hour Radio Show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are, and welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch as we broadcast live from Tampa, Florida. Now, we are a six-day-a-week program. We come on Monday through Friday at 2 a.m. in the morning. We are a four-hour-long show. We stay on, and this is all Eastern time, 2 a.m. to 6 a.m. So if you're a syndicator and you're not carrying us for the full 4 hours and you want to give it a try, have at it. Now, we have a lot of our stations that carry us for a couple hours or 3 hours, not necessarily the four, and that's fine. But certainly 2 hours of the show is half the show, and you're only going to get half the content that we put out there. But right now, it's time for our beach and boating forecast, brought to you by the Freedom Boat Club, which has got 168 locations all across America. Alrighty, well, today and this weekend along the Nature Coast, the Sun Coast, and all of Tampa Bay, We're going to have some pretty good weather, a slight chance of rain, 10% and then 20%. Monday, of course, the chances will get greater. But for the weekend, you can look forward to some partly sunny days with some isolated showers. Winds on Saturday will start out of the southeast, 5 miles an hour, roughly. They'll go up gusts 10 to 15. Afternoon showers and possibly a sea breeze along with it. Seas will be 1 to 2 feet with a smooth to light chop as the day progresses along, starting out smooth. The water temperature for the Gulf, 73 degrees. For the Bay, it's 75 degrees. And I might add that the high tide came at 3:38 a.m. local time, and the low tide comes at 9:13 a.m. local time. Now, the Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay, with their 168 locations all across the country, brings you our beach and boating forecast. And they also, right here in the Tampa Bay area, we have our largest franchise in the whole Freedom Boat Club system. Over 300 boats right here in Tampa, 19 ports, 19 locations where you can go out of on a Freedom Boat Club boat. And by the way, you can join the seasonal plan, which is the plan where if you just come down or you go to one of the ports and you're there for a month or two or three and you want a boat, you join the seasonal plan. You don't have to get involved in the year-long thing and all that, and it can save you money in that sense. But you don't get reciprocity and you can't carry it on when you go back to wherever it was you came from. Now, the economy plan, 5-day-a-week boat plan, the standard plan, 7-day-a-week boat membership plan, they both offer the same thing. When it comes to the first month, the member dues are free. You get unlimited weekday usage Monday through Friday in the economy plan. You get unlimited 7-day usage in the standard plan. And you get rolling reservations. You also get reciprocity with either one of those plans anywhere in the 168 franchise location across the country of Freedom Boat Club. Now, the other thing you get right now, if you were to join, is a $1,000 deduction off the one-time entry fee. Now, if you're active duty military or a veteran or a first responder, active or retired, or you're in a medical profession, whether you're a doctor, a nurse, an office worker, an orderly, or the janitor at a hospital or a convalescent home or a nursing home, guess what? Throw in another $500 for a total of $1,500 off your one-time membership. You can also join with a partner or partners. More than one person's put the cost on that. But it's all good. And here's how you do it. You go to the website, freedomboatclubtampabay.com, freedomboatclubtampabay.com, or you give them a call at 855-FREEDOM, 855-FREEDOM, that's 855-FREEDOM, and make sure you go over there and give them a jingle. All right, let's go to the phone lines. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Yeah, good morning, Captain. This is Tom from Clearwater.
What's up there, Mr. Tom?
Well, I want your opinion on the organization AMAC. You know, I've heard about them. You know, you're so used to hearing about
them. I'm a member, so I can talk with some authority here. I used to be a member of AARP, and I stayed there until they started endorsing Obamacare and everything about Obamacare. And I said, no way, Jose, there's got to be a better way. AMAC did come in to the picture, and they started out small. Now I believe they've got a little bit more than a million members across the country. They're starting to get some really substantial discounts for people, automotive, health insurance, boating trips, hunting trips, cruises, airplane tickets, you name it. And they're doing very well, and I think that they're quite a good group, and I would recommend them based on my past experience.
Very good. Yeah, I appreciate your opinion, buddy.
All right.
Have a good day.
Thanks, Tom. Appreciate it. All right, so there you go. Now, one final thing here to talk about today on the weekend show. How do you define evil when it comes to people like Eric Holder? And he makes a comment like, exactly when did you think America was great? Are you kidding me? America's always been great. That's why everybody and their uncle wants to come here. They want to be like us. They don't want to be like Russia. They don't want to be like China. They don't want to be like Cuba. They certainly don't want to be like Venezuela. They want to be like us. And one of the great things about the United States is you can come here, and if you're willing to work and you're willing to put in the time and the effort to do what it takes, you can be a star. Economic freedom, you betcha. You can make as much money as you could possibly think of. You can go to heights you never even thought were achievable if you want to dedicate yourself to doing that. And allowing citizens to earn more money, enjoy a higher quality of life, protect their families without massive government interference or confiscation of their hard-earned money, that's what makes us the greatest nation in the world. Period. Economic freedom. We've tried it Holder's way. We've tried it Obama's way. We tried it Hillary's way without economic freedom. Obama tried to tax and regulate us to death. It didn't work. The GDP, the economic growth, for President Obama's entire 8 years was equal to the Great Depression rate decade of the 1930s. We went backwards. Worse, Obama was the only president in history to never achieve even 1 year of GDP over 3%. Worse yet, more welfare, more food stamps, more disability, all at the highest levels of history. The latest game under the Obama administration was if you can't get on welfare, if you can't get on unemployment, if you can't get on social assistance, tell them you got a disabling injury and you get on disability and collect it that way. That was the worst part. It's now gotten a little bit tougher, thank God, to be able to do that. Now, worst of all, Obama covered up all of this economic misery with insane spending. He spent money on everything. It increased the national debt more than all the other presidents in history combined. And you can argue with me all day long about that one, but I got the numbers to prove it. And compare all of that to President Trump's economic record. Because for the second year in a row, Trump broke the record for the greatest increase in GDP in history. In Trump's first year, 2017, GDP increased by an all-time record of $853 billion. In Trump's second year, 2018, our GDP went up by $1 trillion. That's the first time that's ever happened in world history. And we have a chance to keep America going. We have a chance to keep America great. We have a chance to make America and keep it greater than we ever thought it humanly possible to do. And to that I say, full speed ahead. Don't let up. Don't let down. Don't back in. Go for it. Do what needs to be done, and by God, get off your duffs and get out there and work for America. We can do it. We can do it. And these clowns on the left side of the aisle, these, well, the government knows everything, and, well, we need to have this, and don't forget little Johnny and little Frankie, and, oh, they're dying in Cleveland. Oh, come on. Give me a freaking break. You want to be like Venezuela? Go to Venezuela. I don't. This is America. And we take care of our own first. First. Everything else comes after that. I'm an American first, and everything else comes after that. And if that's a little coarse for you, I'm sorry. Load up your family truckster and drive on out someplace. Get on a boat and go drifting off to sea. If you don't want to be part of the solution, then we, sirs, all don't want you to be here and remain part of the problem. That's why America is great and getting greater all the time. And it doesn't matter if you're black, white, green, yellow, pink, purple. Color has nothing to do with it. This is about patriotism. This is about your country. This is about standing up for freedom and our way of life. And it's not the way Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez says it is. AOC is part of the problem in this country. All right, folks, I'll be back Monday morning bright and early. Thanks for tuning in to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. God bless America. Have a great weekend.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.